expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine.
Well, good afternoon. It must be Thursday, so it must be Thursday's local radio hour. And I'm your host, David Keyes. And I do have Pat Murphy hanging out in the bulletproof room next to me over here. Hey, Pat.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm having a good time, not a long time, so let's have a good time because the sun ain't going to shine every day.
And you found that song. Who sings that song?
Trooper. A Canadian band by the name of Trooper. Pretty much a one-hit wonder. They had another one called Raise a Little Hell. It was a pretty big hit in Canada, not so big down here, but tremendous song.
Love the song. Thank you for picking it out for me, too. And
it fits your vibe.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's really, really nice of you to say. So if you're listening to us, which I assume you are since you're listening to us right now, you can find us live right now at 97.1 FM KSPT KBFI or streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want. That streaming thing's still pretty cool. People check that out. I know they do. They tell me they do.
Yes, I can tell because I'm the one who puts them on the website as soon as I can after we're done live.
Yeah.
And I've got to clean them up a little bit and whatnot and keep all the voices levels because some guests are higher or lower than others in other registers. But I try to get them on the same day because I start getting emails saying, where's the show,
well,
man?
Yeah, there you go.
Where's Dave? Where's Barb? Where's Jen and Jill?
Well, and a little inside secret with being radio that you can't see us, but if a guest starts wandering back, and most people do, they'll shift back in their seat, you know, or get away from the microphone. They're not used to talking in a microphone. And all of a sudden, I'll be getting a little look from off my left side here, and Pat's going, put him closer, 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 closer. Or modern technology, he texts me. So all of a sudden, my phone lights up, and move her closer. Got it. So it's a high-tech stuff. I'm still learning the ropes. It's been a lot of fun, though, Pat. I think we're into like six or so shows now, but who's counting?
So no more excuses for us.
No, well, no. Yeah. Well, or it's not getting any better.
Well, that's a lot of pressure if we do, so let's just stay with status quo.
And we peaked, I think, maybe. So that's okay. Hey, we've got a great show today, too. First up will be Vanessa Velez. She is the new director at the East Bonner County Library, but she's no stranger to the library. She's worked there for many years and worked her way up, and she's going to be awesome in that position. She's already digging in and doing great things. Second up, we have Max Oswald. He's the sports editor at the Daily Bee. And if you can imagine fall starting with school, of course, starting right around the corner, right after this Labor Day weekend. But sports is already going, and he's already going great guns. And he's going to be heading down to St. Mary's, I think, and covering that game maybe somehow or other, the football game coming up. And also throw in soccer. You throw in, oh, good gosh, cross country. You have volleyball. You have so many sports, and he's a one-man show, and he's done a really good job. So he's going to give us the nuts and bolts about how he puts out an almost daily sports page on the Almost Daily Bee.
I have a fantasy football draft tonight. Maybe he can give me some pointers.
You know what? I would trust him on that one for sure, for sure, for sure. And while we're on the subject of sports, we're going to have SHS coach Ryan Knowles here talking about this Friday's game against the St. Mary's Lumberjacks and also maybe reliving a few great moments from Friday night's game. What a win for the Bulldogs to start the season. So that's great. And it is official. Summer's over. Here we go. All of a sudden, you've been down at the beach, I know, a few times, Pat, and I've been down there a little bit, and all of a sudden, I think it's going out with a bang, though. My favorite weather voice is you, and all of a sudden, I noticed it's going to be in that high 80s coming up here on
this weekend.
Yeah.
There'll be one or two more beach trips this weekend to round out the year.
Very good, very good. Well, we'll get it all in, and again, no matter what we do, though, school's starting, sports is going on, and we're going to have a lot to talk about here in the radio world for sure, and the Bulldogs will be following them all the way, all season long, so that'll be a lot of fun too. Still lots to do, so I think what we'll do is we'll take our first break right now, Pat, and when we come back, we will have Vanessa Velez from the East Bonner County Library talking about all the cool stuff going on in our local library. We'll see you soon.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Bondo, you need Bondo. Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home. A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad you joined us again on Thursday's Local Radio Hour. I have an awesome guest today to start out with, Vanessa Velez. She is the new director at the East Bonner County Library, but not really new anymore. You've been there for a little while, Vanessa?
I've been there since 06.
Yeah. But you weren't the director then, were you?
No.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are, having the best gig in the world and honestly one of the best libraries around.
It is a fantastic library. I moved here in July of 06 and worked at the beach house, currently Trinity at City Beach, and worked at the Coldwater Creek retail store downtown for the summer. And when the tourist visitations dried up at the end of the summer and I had no more serving work, I decided to apply to volunteer at the library, and they were hiring, and that's it. So I've been there ever since.
But you kind of moved your way up, didn't you? From pushing the cart to...
Yes. I started entry level and worked a ton of different jobs in almost all of the departments until I decided to make it official and get my master's, which I completed in 2015. So that's a library and information science degree. And I did that while working. And then most recently, I've been interim for about a year until my position as director was made official about a month ago.
And coasting in now, probably pretty easy. Nothing really to do with your day?
Yeah, no, nothing. I just sit around and read, really. Yeah. No, we have, there's always so much to do. We're, yeah, there's, I can't even, the back end stuff is not particularly exciting for anyone to hear about, but yeah, there's a lot of administrative work to do, but on the front end of things, we're running a ton of programs. You know, the typical activities of the library, of course, buying, processing materials and getting them into the hands of the community, but also just supporting community activities and get-togethers, events, programming, all of that.
Yeah, I think you're underselling that a little bit. You know, I look at the community calendar a lot because I want to know what's going on. And everything, it seems like everything, rotates through the library, whether it's a seed meeting for the seed catalog folks, you know, or Toastmasters, or the Magic Group, or you yeah. name it. I mean, yeah. I imagine it's hard to even get an idea how many different organizations, groups, first of all, are part of the library, but also, again, what the library does for outreach, too.
No, absolutely. We're trying to get out into the community more and gather more community feedback as well. So we're currently in a strategic planning process, planning to have the updated strategic plan done by the end of the year. And that community, the community connectivity is a piece we're really trying to emphasize right now. And just being the hub of the community in, mm-hmm. in a variety of ways.
Is that the way you look at being the hub of the community?
Yeah, I think that's what we'd like to be. I don't want to say that we're the only hub because, you know, just like you need, yeah. you need multiple hubs. But I think the library is such a central, accessible location and provides such a breadth and range of services that, you know, someone should be able to find, everyone should be able to find something at the library.
And that's what we're going for. I'm one of those. And, you know, we used to bring the kids over all the time. Last Saturday of the month.
Friends sale.
Yeah, the Friends sale.
First Saturday of the month.
That was awesome. We would go down there and pick up all the kids' books. Back yeah. in the day, though, then we hit the Pine Street Bakery, which is no longer there. And then we'd have a day of whatever else going on with the kids. And
yeah.
So Marlisa, my wife, and I go there still, but it's not quite the same. But it's a great organization to help the library out too.
Oh yeah, the friends have been so amazing. Everyone loves their monthly sales. They helped us out during the fair. They co-partner with us for programs and provide staffing support for booths at title nights, and they're all over the place.
Yeah. And many volunteers too, though, help out at the library.
Yes.
What else do volunteers do there?
Oh gosh, we have a pretty robust volunteer program. You can do anything from shelving to helping with one-off activities, tutoring. Our Lifelong Learning Center is almost exclusively volunteer-run, and that provides a huge benefit to community members who, I mean, literally at all ages, you can learn to read as a young person or an older person and learn... get language instruction, citizenship test training, and it's all one-on-one. We also have a tech tutor program if you need help learning how to use your smartphone or tablet a little more effectively.
Yeah.
So there's just a ton of opportunities there.
Yeah, our friend Janine Ash used to do that.
Yeah.
Does she still? I don't know if she still does.
Yeah,
but
she's still tutoring.
She was the tech person there for a while for iPads.
Yep.
Well, that's really good. So different people find different ways into the library for sure. Tell me about how many books do you have at this library?
Yeah. Our book collection is currently have about 130,000.
Wow. Yeah. And again, part of your world is deciding which books come in and which ones are discarded too, right?
Yes, that used to be part of my world. Oh. So now that I've moved into the director position, we are currently hiring for a principal librarian who will take over those aspects of my former job.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You've written the book on it though, so you know what that job entails.
Yeah. Yeah. I will be training my replacement.
So when you look at the library and you walk in there, you know, you have Abraham Lincoln up there right in front of you. And then you have the Teen Center, what do they call it?
The Teen Lounge. The Rotary helped us build.
Rotary, there you go. In fact, full disclosure, I'm looking at a Rotarian right here. One of our newest Rotarians, matter of fact, in the sample.
Good to know. Good to know. Yeah. I wasn't sure it had been approved.
And we did that years ago. In fact, tell us a little bit about that. What happens there?
Well, the Teen Lounge is pretty quiet over the summer, just open for special programs. But we're going to reopen as soon as school starts for after school hangouts and specialized activities of some gaming nights, some crafts. We have a teen leadership council that gets together and tries to help work on developing programming activities that would be fun for local teens and get them involved in some leadership activities. So yeah. There's a range.
So it's a good magnet then, isn't it? It seems like it attracts a lot of students.
We try to. Yeah. Not everyone, not all teens want to necessarily go into another prescribed space and have a particular scheduled activity after they've been in school all day.
Oh, yeah.
But there are still those who do want a different type of interaction and social space.
Yeah. I can see that. Also, the VR area there, that's so popular, isn't it? People love that. Tell us about that.
Well, it's pretty unique. I'm honestly not sure if there's any other space in town that provides virtual reality opportunities. So you were mentioning your grandkids. It's a super fun place to go with kids. But also, really, it's appealing for all ages. Although I will say if you get motion sickness pretty easily, it's not maybe the best option for you. I personally can't do it, but it is a really cool experience, so it's worth trying.
Really, you can't handle that. It's not you.
Yeah.
Oh. And do you find younger people, older people, all ages doing this, or is it mostly
all
teens?
Ages? It's really all ages. Kids love it. We've brought the VR equipment to homebound facilities. And so for seniors, it kind of depends on what types of VR experience you want. Some like the more interactive things where you're actually kind of playing a game. And there's also VR experiences where you can be flying in a plane and you can be in a shark cage underwater. You can virtually travel to other countries. So there's a ton of different options there.
I'm a novice in that too. I haven't done that there at all.
Hey, you should check it out.
I think I will. We were at lunch a while ago, and I was just kind of quizzing you about the world of the library, and something fundamentally has changed in the library world from back in the day when I used to check out Charlie Brown back when I was a kid or whatever else, and that is no more fines.
Yeah, no, libraries started going fine-free a few years ago. Mostly fines were seen as a barrier for people who were already struggling financially, and a lot of fines accrued. So if you had 50 cents and the next week it'd be a dollar and the week after that it'd be $1.50, and that adds up and it just makes it harder and harder for people to bring their stuff back, because by the time they realize it's, they'd owe 20 100 at whatever, so some amount of money that they shouldn't really need to be spending. So our fines never accrued, but at some point we just decided that it wasn't worth the very small amount of essentially revenue that we were pulling in from fines as like a penalty, and just sort of relying on people's understanding that the library materials are shared, they should eventually bring them back so other people can use them.
You bet.
Not penalizing people.
Well, I think that's a great idea. What do you do when people hold on to the book?
Well, eventually we do charge for the entire cost of the book. If you never return it, you're buying it at that point. And there's an extra fee associated with that too. So.
And by that time you've emailed everybody, you said, hey, we can't help but notice it's not back. Can you help us? Or how do you do that?
Well, at that point, it's hopefully the person has then been notified that this book is way overdue, and ideally they return it. Maybe they pay for it if they lost it and we can replace it, or it's potentially just gone forever. So it kind of depends on demand at that point of whether the book gets replaced or not.
Well, Vanessa, this time has flown by. Loved having you here. Would you come back sometime? We can talk more library stuff.
Sure, I would
love
to.
You'll be a grizzled veteran by then.
Yeah. So. More gray hairs for sure.
No, you don't have any gray hairs. And anyway, You're great to have in the position that you are. It's been fun to watch you ascend into that, and I've known you off and on for a couple of years now, and nobody was more happy than me when I saw that was coming up and that happened for you. So
thank you so much.
Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank you.
After the break, we're going to have Max Oswald from the Bonner County Daily Bee, a busy sports editor right now. We're in the middle of fall sports, so we'll get Max right back after the break. Thank you.
Pondere Winery, 301 Cedar Street in historic downtown Sandpoint, would like to invite you in to taste our latest wine of the month, the 2023 Pinot Gris from the Crawford Vineyard. Try out our new Crowler cans as a clever option for those places you want to bring and enjoy our wine where glass may be prohibited, and as an added bonus, they're reusable and recyclable. Lisa and her crew keep the cuisine options delicious and complimentary to our wide variety of award-winning wines. A full list of music for the month of August can be found at powine.com. The Pondere Winery, sharing our passion for the past 29 years.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of...
The time to buy is now. Yes, RV show pricing continues at R&R RV in North Spokane. Over 125 RVs are indoors at 525 East Francis. You'll save thousands with rebates and show discounts on Cougar, Rockwood, Montana, Class B vans, and more. Everything show priced. You don't want to shop in this heat. Shop over 125 RVs indoors now at R&R RV in North Spokane, 525 East Francis, or online at rnrrv.com.
Considering selling your RV? R&R wants it. Tired of paying storage fees? R&R needs it. Just don't use it anymore? R&R will buy it. Due to a critical shortage of pre-owned RVs, R&R RV is currently paying absolute top dollar for your used RV. Any year, any make, any model, turn your RV into cash or flip it for a newer model. So if you no longer use it or want it, let R&R RV buy it. Visit the R&R RV Superstore in Liberty Lake or call Keith at 509-499-2601.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Double teaming, and now we've got Max Oswald from the Bonner County Daily Bee beginning his sophomore season as the sports editor at the Bee. And we're looking forward to talking to him because he's up to his eyeballs right now with what? Football, cross country, soccer, volleyball. What else?
Man, I think you hit most of it. Did I? But yeah.
And a little bit of forget that golf.
Oh, yeah. What the
Feels heck? Golf really good.
That's so. Right. So, and there's only 24 hours a day, and we call it the Daily Bee, but it really isn't daily, I've been told. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get all that stuff crammed in there. I've noticed that your space is increasing all the time right now.
Yeah. I always try and take up as much as I can, whatever. Some days you get tomorrow it'll be 14 pages, so I got a lot of room for sports. And then, like yesterday, I only have 8, but always trying to cram in as much as possible, especially now, we got golf in the fall. So I have about right. following about 9, 10, 11 teams right now between all the schools.
Yeah, not just one school either. You're covering Clark Fork for all it's doing, and you throw in Bonner's Ferry and some Priest River, I assume, on top of that still too. So you are all over. So you have to rely on a lot of people to contact you about different sports. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so tonight, you know, there'll be three volleyball games. I think Sandpoint's facing Coeur d'Alene. Got Clark Fork versus Timberlake. That's at Timberlake. And then Priest River versus St. Mary's. That's at Priest River. So you got three games in one day, you know, just for volleyball alone. Golf's also at Lake City. So, you know, I'll be kind of hunkering down and waiting on phone calls, scores, and getting the scoop from coaches. Thankfully, we have great coaches around this area and won't be able to do this job without them because, of course, I can only be in one place at one time, especially in the fall.
Yeah, Coach Knowles and I were talking last week that Mark Nelke kind of set the stage up here for getting people helping him out. And it's kind of cool, too, when the Bulldogs are south of here, you get a little help from your friends at the press, I assume, still, and all that.
Yeah, we communicate just about every day. Even last night, I hadn't heard from the Priest River boys soccer coach, but they did win 9-0 over St. Mary's. So, fortunately, Mark had talked to the St. Mary's coach, and he sent me up everything. And good. That's kind of how, you know, we're constantly communicating late hours. And, you know, he's a jokester, too, so always joking, chatting back and forth.
He was the best man at my wedding. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I know. Awesome. 150 years ago, I think, or something, give or take. So, no, he's been a stalwart here for sure. We had a couple of good ones over the years here, too, haven't we? So you're in a long line of that. Mm-hmm. What brought you here? Why are you here?
Well, I get that asked that a lot. So I grew up in, I guess you would say, southeast Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Philly, a little coal region town called Auburn, and went to college out there in eastern Pennsylvania at a school called DeSales, and that's about 10 minutes from the New Jersey border. Kind of graduated school and was doing a little bit of graduate work, but I was like, no, this isn't for me. So I woke up one weekend. I said, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm just going to go, you know, move somewhere across the country. And kind of was like, okay. My dad's like, all right, I'll help you out. And found this job here. I was like, well, I went for sports comm, so let's head to Sandpoint, Idaho. You know, it's crazy driving over here. I'm like in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's freak snowstorm. It's freezing. I'm like, oh, we're not going to make it. Like, going over the passes in Mullen and stuff. I never even knew what a snow tire was. So, but now I'm here. So now I do.
And it is your second full season starting up now, isn't it?
Yeah, second full season and feeling a lot more confident in what I'm doing and writing and able to get a lot more in the paper. And I'm sure you know that's kind of how it goes. You know, the longer you're here, the more historical knowledge you get. You know, I can get as much as I can from Mark Nelke, but, you know, being there, being in all the games, storing it all in your mind and, you know, putting the historical stuff into the current articles is also really fun.
Right, right. What's your favorite sport?
You know, I've been asked that before.
What? I thought I had these original questions for you. But, okay.
And I was a cross-country runner, track and field in college, and always loved that. You know, we have great programs here as well. Boys going to go for 12 straight district titles. Girls 11 in the last 12 seasons. But, you know, I love watching basketball and football. And everyone's going to say, oh, you know, those are the top two big ones. Basketball, football, and then probably volleyball is my third.
Well, I thought it was pretty brave of you to say cross country and all this when the football coach is within like one arm length away from you. But you're fast, so you can run. So I don't think he can catch you after about, I don't know, 20 yards.
Nope, you're gone.
I bet a lot of football players would make really good cross-country athletes, actually. Well,
and then you see soccer players who'd be great wide receivers and kickers and all that stuff. We used to do that quite a bit back
then. We always say you made a sport out of our conditioning. So.
Yeah, a worldwide sport. I got you. We can go down that path for sure, for sure. So moving into the fall sports now a little bit, looks like the Bulldogs are lined up to do some real make some damage in all the different kind of sports. I mean, they're all – bringing back a lot of players, and they were all did really well last year. So,
I think girls, two teams to really watch out for, besides obviously our football team, who's been ranking third in the 5A classification. I think, you know, that's a very honest ranking. I think we're one of the top teams in the state. And then you have girls soccer, who won the state title last year. I think they're really poised, and they return at least 8 out of 11 starters. I mean, they're poised for another run to win a state title. And then boys soccer as well, who was runner-up last year, they have another good chance. And then also want to mention girls golf. So they were third last year at the state championship. They have five seniors this year, all returning, and wow, probably the best chance they have at winning a title in a while, which they actually won it in 2021, which is when Coach Mike Dupree's daughter, Cece, was actually on the team.
Oh, right. So, I remember her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, very good. Again, I think there's schools that would just be salivating having those type of stats coming back that way, too. And this is definitely still a football town, for sure. You know, I think we have probably, I could be wrong, I bet we have the only NFL Hall of Fame alum in all of Idaho for a high school team. What do you want to bet?
I'd say that's pretty close.
Who else would have that? Who else would be an NFL Hall of Famer? It would have to be Boise or Pocatello or something. But
that's a great question. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, that's why I threw you a hard one first.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so you're the only one, I think. So we can say that until proven wrong, that we have the only NFL Hall of Famer. He's from Sandpoint High School, Jerry Kramer. So that's pretty
cool. That's right.
Not anybody else can do that one for sure. So when you moved here, did you like the area first? Did you take a while to get settled? I know you showed up at Rotary, did some stuff like that, kind of getting the feel of the community. What's it like?
I like it here a lot. So kind of putting a little backstory on it is I didn't have anywhere to live. So I had no idea about the housing, you know, market here. You know, it's a lot different from...
So Lobsinger hired you, but didn't tell you there's no place to live?
I mean, she said housing was difficult, but I was like, you know, we'll figure it out. So I'm in like Butte, Montana. It's like, I still don't know if I'm going to have this place to live. I was looking at a 390 square foot studio and I was like, oh man, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get this. I was second in line for it. I was like, well, I'm about to be like passing into Mullen in Idaho. I still have a place to live. And he calls me up. His name is JP Hugan, and great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And played soccer for Sandpoint back in the, I think he graduated in 97.
Yes, he did.
And he calls me and goes, yeah, she backed out. So it's all yours if you want it. I moved in that night. Like, there's snow everywhere. It was like probably a foot of snow. And I moved everything in that night. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And what I think about Sandpoint overall is it's a very nice town. It's a lot nicer than where I'm from. And, of course, there's a price to pay with that. And a lot of people enjoy coming here. I never, you know, the tourist thing is totally new to me.
Right.
So, you know, having the busy summers and whatnot is actually feels like kind of like a little bit of a city in a way. Mm-hmm. I think my town only had about 3,000, so.
And nobody went there to vacation?
No, not at all.
Gotcha.
And no beautiful lake or any of that,
right,
so.
Right. No, we're very spoiled. There's no doubt about that. So you're settling in. You've got a significant other, I've gathered. Mm-hmm. And is she enjoying it too?
Yeah, so she's actually from Western New York, and she moved to Spokane randomly, and we met in Spokane.
Oh, okay.
And she just moved up here. We moved close to the library about three, 4 weeks ago now. So now we're both here in Sandpoint, and she's working at Kinnick-Sioux Community Health.
Oh, good. Perfect. Well, I saw her starting to show up in the stands. It's like soccer matches and different things around town. So I was hoping all things were on track that way for you, for sure.
Yeah, she's a big soccer player in high school.
Oh,
so
good.
We like to go to the soccer games.
Yeah, well, good. We got something for everybody here. And you know what's really cool is to show up at a sport you haven't been to for a while. If your kids graduated a few years ago and you're not in the grandparent mode or whatever else, wouldn't you recommend stopping by and going to a high school game or match or whatever else? Just seeing that the competitive spirit is still there. Kids are just kids and they just want to do well and nothing has changed. People kind of write off this generation for some reason. Mm-hmm. But gosh, they show up to practice. They stay healthy. They make the right choices. They have leadership skills because they make it on time most of the time to practice. And they go from there. And I think that's that's one of those good news stories that people don't talk about, right? Because all of a sudden, the kids have a lot more diversions these days than I did for sure. And you guys did too, I think. And now,
I could throw something in on that.
Sure,
I've been in where Max grew up a lot. I used to recruit out in that area, and we actually have some acquaintances out there. Mm-hmm. But one thing, moving back here, growing up here and moving back here, I realized that our sports culture here is special, and you know, Sandpoint High School is the biggest show in town when it comes to sports.
Right.
And we have a radio station that, that covers us. You know, we have a newspaper that covers us. And, you know, Jason Dukow does pictures, does pictures as good as a lot of the colleges, that, you know, out in New York and in Pennsylvania, there's colleges everywhere.
Right.
And a lot of them don't have the resources that a Sandpoint High School does, right. You know, just in general, you know, in terms of sports. So to look at the whole program is pretty amazing.
You bet. We'll keep that on the front burner. We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back, and then we'll talk Sandpoint Bulldog football coming up on Friday night, and Max is going to hang around here and ask some hardball questions, and we'll go from there. So we'll see you after the break.
Ask any local. They know the place to get everything your family needs this summer is at Sandpoint Superdrug. Their Ace Hardware department carries all the tools and supplies you need to complete all your summer projects. Garden going gangbusters? Sandpoint Superdrug is your source for canning supplies. Stock up now. And did you know Sandpoint Superdrug always has vitamins and other supplements on sale? Come in and see all the great deals at Sandpoint Superdrug, Sandpoint's original one-stop shop.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first round trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass technicians are certified and abide by the AGSC standard and can recalibrate your car's safety features. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Ridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ridge Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
From the hit TV show Deal or No Deal comes the live show that gives everyone the chance to win. For the first time ever, Deal or No Deal, live, hosted by Bob Guinea of The Bachelor. Saturday, September 28th at the Clearwater River Casino. Tickets on sale now at the casino box office or ticketswest.com. Battle the banker and prove that you've got what it takes to play Deal or No Deal.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Did you know Pro-X Home Decor Center in Bonner's Ferry is a certified dealer in popular General Electric and Forno appliances? No need to ship online or fight the crowds in a big box store. See what they have to offer in their quiet and spacious showroom. You can also shop other national brands like Maytag, Amana, Igloo, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, Conservator, and Italian-made Smeg appliances. All in stock and at competitive prices. Come see us today at Pro-X Home Decor Center.
News Talk 97.
Well, welcome back. It's all Pennsylvania all the time in this studio today. We've got all sorts of connections of people who know people who know people, and it's kind of funny how that all works. We've got Coach Ryan Knowles here, who's sporting a 1-0 record for the year, coming off a great win last week. My goodness, what a good test for the early season. And now facing a different type of opponent with St. Mary's, a different division, different size, different skill level, all that kind of stuff. But what do they call those, bear trap games? Is that what they call those, Coach?
I've never heard bear trap, but definitely a trap, you know, a trap game and a proud program. You know, it's been around for a long time, and, you know, they're going to be well coached. And, you know, we're in enemy territory going down there, and, you know, we'll be ready for it all.
So time was, that field was just something to behold. I don't know. I haven't been down there lately for soccer or anything else, but it'll be a little bit different feeling than Memorial Field for sure. I'm sure you're hoping to do the whole Hoosier thing with people lined up driving down to St. Mary's.
I certainly hope that the Bulldog faithful get down there and watch it. I'd never been to their high school. I stopped by this summer just to check it out. One of my trips down to Moscow, and just to check out the lay of the land.
Sure,
I'd like
sure.
to do that, and sure. You know, we'll go down there. And as I've been telling the boys all week, you know, they're in charge. You know, they're the ones that go out in the field and play, and how they choose to play is ultimately what's going to decide the game. So.
Absolutely. Let's go back in time, though. Let's talk about last week for a second. What a good early season test against a very well-coached team as well. Tell us about how that game came about. What are your thoughts?
Well, so we can't find a lot of games around here outside the IEL. And losing Moscow added to that this year. So we need to find four games. And Derek Dickinson, who is an assistant principal, his brother's a superintendent down in that school district. And he I think, was probably the most influential factor in getting this game. We're going to do another game next year where we travel to them. I think that they were looking for the experience, you know, the travel, the tough test early, yeah. And we'll be doing the same because that's a great program. Yeah. I mean, Twin Falls has won a lot of playoff games. Usually, if you look at the past few years, like they ranked one higher than us from last season,
right? And you always seem to meet them somewhere along the way too.
We've never met them.
Oh, you haven't?
That's the first time we've ever played Twin Falls, but they've always been someone like we get film on them because we're always kind of close to them and playing teams with them,
right.
But it was the first time we actually met head to head, and you know, a lot of respect for their coach, who's been there for a long time, and what they've done, and a great program. And I do look forward to going down there next year because it's great to do before school starts.
Sure.
We're in that mode. Tough on a 0 week. You know, we got one less week of preparation, and in hindsight, you know what really, really showed was special teams on both sides of the ball. Very, very sloppy. You know, you look at, for us, we had a punt blocked and a kickoff return fumble. We blocked one of their punts and blocked one of their field goals. So in the scope of things, it kind of makes sense because we rushed the product out onto the field.
Sure.
and what gives? Well, the offense and defense were fairly polished. The weather in the second quarter, definitely rattled us. I mean, I can't say it didn't. We had four turnovers, and I've never seen you always say the second quarter is the longest quarter. My gosh. Like, we had three defensively. Sandpoint had three drives to defend in the second half. We had five in the second quarter.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah, and that gray hair, I think, speaks to that right now. That was all second quarter there going into that.
Well, you know, at some point, it's at one point in my career, I might have been losing my mind. It was really, there was nothing to get overly excited about. It's like, hey, you know, first game, you know, we got a bunch of new starters. I could see it. You can see it in their eyes when they have that first game look.
Sure.
And you know, it'll be fun to slowly move away from that, you know. By mid-season when things are really, really cooking, I expect all of our players to be in a better position. So.
You bet. Well, that's, again, good coaching, and, again, even working on the conditioning a bit too, of course. I mean,
absolutely.
That's coming along with it. So
absolutely.
And it looks like you've got a great core of assistant coaches too. I mean, that's not your ordinary sideline when you look over there. I mean, you've got kind of an all-star crew.
We're so lucky with what we have here in terms of a coaching staff, you know, because all the JV staff helps out with varsity as well. So you know, we have 11 coaches on the sideline, and everyone has their roles, and it hasn't always been this way since I've been here, but we have guys in roles like I coach the D-line now. I didn't start that till last year, and that's my passion. You know, I have guys in place now where I can do that. I didn't before. So
sure.
So to be able to, on defense, to, you know, to have secondary coaches and linebacker coaches that are fully tuned in and able to take things where I can just go be with the line. It makes a big offensively with Jeremy Thielbar and George Yarno. You know, those two are the yin and the yang to each other, supported by Chad Lautzenheiser. And Scott Albertson could coach any position on the field,
right.
and is a tremendous friend and does an amazing job with them.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has their role is really what I'm saying. So it makes coaching really enjoyable. It makes our practices extremely efficient.
Right.
And, you know, the other side of that is this is year seven for me. And every head coach that you ever talk to will tell you the same thing. When you first start head coaching, your biggest problem is you won't delegate. And in year seven, I'm learning to delegate a lot more, and it's making the process, much more enjoyable. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, because you're afraid to, you know, nobody can do it better than me. That's the ego speaking. But then all of a sudden, you see this core of people who have proven themselves to you, where now the product gets better because you can focus on your passion versus that 10,000-foot view of everything that's going on and trying to correct on the fly like that.
No, I just had a great conversation today with Crosby Tajan, who's a good friend and the middle school AD, and has coached here for a while, and. Not only delegating, but putting my efforts on the things that matter. You know, when you first start, you know, I'd never been high school head coach. I'd never been head coach, let alone, you know, at the high school level when I first got here. And you spend a lot of energy and time, but some things don't really push the move the needle, if you will.
Sure.
You kind of, you know, that's the experience thing. Like let's put our energy on the things that are going to move the needle.
And, absolutely. Yeah.
And delegate a little bit more and make sure that we're, like I say, focusing our energy.
No, that's great.
It's great energy.
So you look at a game coming up this week, and again, St. Mary's. How did they start? Did they have a game last week?
They did not.
They did not. So they're fresh. They don't know. And they know all about Sandpoint because Sandpoint's been Sandpoint for a while now, for sure.
Well, that, and they were all standing on our sideline watching the whole game last week. Heck yeah!
Had the green lumberjack sweatsuit on.
Oh yeah, I looked up. You know, I could tell who they were. I saw the black coats with the green emblems. And good for them. I would have done the same thing. I would have been on their sideline if they played and we
didn't. Absolutely, you would have. Yeah,
that's. That's okay. It's not against the rules, and that's what a good coaching staff would do. So,
So we talked before the show about the over-under on the game. You have no idea really what's going to happen. I guess, what do you look for to make it the best game for you? I mean, you got to play within yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you're playing against yourself a lot of times on this kind of stuff. What are you looking at from your team to make it not only a win, hopefully, but a building block for the season?
Well, I expect the kids to do, you know, execute the plan. You know, our motto is execute 105, and you know, the first half of that is execute, and this is a reason for that we have a plan. This isn't just show up and see what happens. Like we have a plan, and the better our kids can show up and execute that, because you know, everyone has a plan. Can you stick to it when things go sideways? You know, the more we can stick to our plan and do our jobs, you know, when you look at last week against Twin Falls, I mean, you know, I'm pulling my hair out watching the film because, you know, defensively, we have 9-10 guys doing their job and one or two not, and we're giving up big plays and points. And it's like, dude, if we just settled down. So it doesn't matter who we play,
right?
In that regard. The one of my favorite mottos is the only team that can beat Sandpoint.
Right.
If we do our job, it doesn't matter who we play.
Right.
So we've really been harping on execution and doing your job and you know, developing guys that, okay, we're not first game starters anymore. Like let's settle down.
Good. Yeah.
You know, so that's a big thing. The other thing is, you know, we have 22 starters. That needs to be a factor.
Right.
We have a bona fide kicking game that spends a lot of time doing that. That needs to be a factor. Those are the type of things that a program needs to take care of itself.
We lift
137 days out of the year. You know, these are things that need to take their toll in a game.
Right.
That's why I tell the team, like, this didn't just happen. You can't just go and replace.
Right.
You know, it takes all year, and that's what I want. I want the boys to have the confidence of all that to go in and understand they can execute the plan.
You bet. Are we pretty healthy? Is the team pretty healthy?
We are. We got through last week fairly unscathed. We had an injury on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yeah, it was kind of a freak deal. One of our D tackles got a emergency emergency appendectomy.
So, which, but played on Friday?
Yes.
And then, wow.
Yes.
Could you tell something was going on Friday night?
No. Really? No, had no idea.
Tough kid.
I just thought, you know, he just thought he had some food poisoning and went in and, you know, so unfortunate, you know, unfortunate that that happened. He'll be back though.
Well, of course he will. You grew him tough around here for sure.
That's right.
For sure. Well, Max, great talking to you. It really was. Coach, good talking to you, and we'll celebrate hopefully another victory next week for sure. Again, game time. What time does the first kickoff down there?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yes. Okay, so if they leave here around 5 o'clock to play it safe, maybe stop in Coeur d'Alene for something to eat and head that way and
we'll leave at three.
Oh, I'm talking about your fans. You know,
we'll be down there way early.
All right,
and
well, good. Well, thank you. We'll see you next week. Good luck. Go Bulldogs, and take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.